And once again, we find ourselves in Cocktail Corner, proudly brought to you by Fentimans Botanically Brewed Beverages.
Thank you, Jess. Appreciate that.
Now, Gwillem from Hancock's.
And Tom, don't forget Tom.
And Tom. And Brad as well.
Yeah, we're here.
I'm starting to get a taste for this Fentimans stuff.
It's pretty good, eh?
Just to recap.
It's great.
It is a great little mixer for your cocktail, and it's a quality ingredient, as the advertisement says on BFM. And what we've learned is a good mixer just totally makes the drink.
Like, why would you, as it says, make some great sourdough using dirt?
Yeah, but also, like, why would you spend all the money on one thing and then the other part is just kind of a little bit crummy?
Yeah. Come on in, guys. Come on in. Get a mug.
Shuffle in.
A person injection.
Yeah. Tom, do you want to ice his glass, Tom? Ice his glass, and we'll start kicking this off.
Welcome to Cocktail Corner.
Yeah, glass and I'll ice your glass for you.
All right.
So
we're kicking off with some rose lemonade today.
Yes.
The other pink drink. So each one of these bottles is like 25 roses. It's a lot of roses.
Are 25 roses. That pink grapefruit drink that I like?
Yeah.
Just before?
Yeah.
Sweet. I was just wondering.
The other pink drink.
You made a little eye contact.
Pink drink.
Okay, so this is Fentimans Rose Lemonade. So Cocktail Corner brought to you by Rose Lemonade.
Exactly. So we're going to make something which we call a Texas Rose kicking around our office. So
do you mind if I open it?
You can totally crack and have a little sniff.
Listeners, it's exactly what you think. It's like a really cute pink, kind of like, it's almost
smells
like pink stained
like pink
water.
Lemonade. Lovely. A little bit.
Yeah. So, well, we're going to chuck some vodka, some aperitivo, some bitters, some lime, and some cucumber with that, and give it a little shucker up.
Make it rain.
So, in the Boston tin, we got 2 slices of cucumber, 2 slices of lime. We're going to make 2 drinks, so we're doubling that up, because we're not here to fornicate with arachnids, and we've got a large number of humans in the studio. So, 30 mils of Tito's vodka, the number one selling vodka in the world.
I've actually found it to be pretty good.
And it's gluten-free.
The cocktail that we had of this Tito's vodka maybe a week or two ago was excellent. Oh, it was a mule.
It was a mule.
It's one of my highlights of Cocktail Corner this year.
Hey, just by the way, this Fentimans is actually a little bit forward. It's like at the bottom, right on the label, it's telling me to mix it with
your favorite vodka
or Prosecco for a delicious and unique drink.
Exactly. So we've chucked in 40 mils of the Tito's. Now we're just going to put in 20 mils per drink of the Peugeot Aperitivo.
It's real red.
This is going to look like a rose when we're done, hopefully. Then we're going to kick it off to give a little more body with 2 dashes of Fee Brothers Whiskey Barrel Bitters.
You kind of gave away the ending a little bit just then.
Oh, mate. You've got to tease them a little bit. They're not going to see this yet.
In with the ice.
Where the heck can I get the Fee Brothers stuff from?
Glengarry.
Okay. It
smells real good.
Okay.
So we give it a little bit of a shake.
Great action. I always appreciate the bartender action. Right. Bartender action is like, man.
It's all about that shake, man.
I can't do it.
I wanted more Julian Dine while the shake was happening.
No. We can turn it up for the next one. So then we strain it in over the ice that's already in the glass.
Breeze is in the house.
We've got a combination. We've got the Rudy's crew, we've got the Jumping Goat Liquor crew, we've got the Hancock's crew.
We're Fentimaning.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you just pop one?
I did pop one. Fuck, I popped it by the mic, man.
That was a strong pop, by the way. You can't just pop a fizzy thing with a lid like that, willy-nilly.
So, top it up with a little bit of the rose lemonade. Then we're getting a bit crazy here. We've got some curry leaves.
Man.
And so...
Oh, it's long. Oh, you're just going right in there with
a
whole branch.
Just going right in there with a whole branch of curry leaves. Like a whole branch, like
this is
great presentation, Gwillem.
This is great.
There we go. Start getting these around. I'm going to knock out another couple. You guys sort of have whacking.
Gwillem, you can talk us through the recipe. You can talk us through the recipe. Oh, Matt Rue from the Bombers.
I'm just discovering with my nose first, and then
it smells great, mate.
So as I said, 2 slices of cucumber and 2 slices of lime per one of these drinkaroonies.
Oh, it's lovely.
You know, 40 mils of Tito's.
You know, Tom.
That's good.
is part of the look that goes with this drink, like getting some sticks
you wanna
in
get
your
some
face?
Sticks in your face. Like it's you wanna literally be feeling like you're pushing your face into a rose bush but without the thorns.
It's a good feeling. Getting your face like just putting a leaf like resting a leaf right above your eyebrow and you're having a sip of a drink is actually really nice.
Maybe I'm foraging.
It's kinda
maybe
like someone stroking your face.
Getting some berries from the ground. Holy shit, mate, this is fucking
good
top
drink.
Notch.
It's a really good drink.
Yeah, it's not too sweet. It's pink, but it's not super girly. Nothing's this, wrong with girly.
Hey, is this based on a classic?
No. This is like last week. Like I found some stuff in my home bar one night when I was drunk and got weird, but hey, it was tasty.
A little bit more information about your home bar. Is it on the first or second floor? Or?
It's actually on the fifth floor. Fifth floor. Yeah, fifth floor, Federal Street. Great location.
Whereabouts do you place a home bar in a house? Is it by the kitchen for ease?
Or? Actually, it's on the opposite side of the room to the kitchen to make it a little less easy, because otherwise it becomes too easy.
How far away? Like a bowling alley length? Or?
About, you know, roughly six meters.
Better get to your house, it sounds like.
Yeah, we can make it happen.
Take this bar for a home.
Yeah.
I can't put this drink down. I put it right back up again.
You're in kind of 10 out of 10 territory with this one, mate.
Sometimes I knock it out of the park. Other times I make a weird brown concoction.
Have you started loving just ramming the curry leaves in your face, John, when you have the drink? It's mean, eh? It's kind of like...
Stimulating the old factory.
It's almost like somebody's just cruising around the house sort of getting the bad spirits out of your face.
It's
like burning sage. It's good.
Yeah, there you go.
It's good.
Cleanse it.
You've nailed it, mate. So just run us through the ingredient list one more time.
Again. I just peered through the leaves while I was having a drink. It was fantastic. Like a toddler with a bottle. Like, you know, they're just looking out the corner of the eye like, fucking what? Don't take this away. It's like prison-style drinking or something.
So, yeah, again, just a couple of slices of cucumber, a couple of slices of lime per drink, whack it in the shaker with 40 mils of Tito's or your favourite vodka. But I recommend Tito's. And then 20 mils of Peychaud's Aperitivo or Aperol if you are stuck for Peychaud's. So 20 mils per drink of that sucker. And then we just pop in a couple of little dashes of the Fee Brothers Whiskey Barrel Bitters.
That little knock of the glass is lovely.
Could you do the honours on the existing suckerino?
I'm going to hit this again real quick.
Barbecue skills are shit right now.
We're getting that cling is going on.
A lot of activity going on there.
Willem, I'm catching the bus home this evening.
I'm sorry. Oh, this is just going to get me really ready for schizophrenics tonight as well, I have to say. If you're stuck with something to do for your Thursday.
Oh, by the way, the schizophrenics.
I think it's sold out, isn't it?
No, not tonight.
Not tonight.
Oh,
sold out.
Oh, get along. It's a visual treat as much as it is an audible treat.
It's only $22 as well.
$25 plus booking fee.
$25 with a booking fee, which is that's excellent, right? That's value for money. They're a top-notch San Diego band.
They're true
in
believers.
New Zealand.
They're definitely locked in their vibe. It's really nice.
It was great music and a bit of a visual, bit of a visual smorgasbord with those moves. If I do say so myself.
Tell you what I learnt. Is he can play, thanks to a sustain pedal, he can play the guitar one-handed.
Yeah, right.
I was like, how the fuck does he do that? And he's just can play the neck of the guitar one-handed. I was like, what the hell is going on? This is crazy town.
Well, splits. You know, that's how you fit the splits in.
You got to play the splits. And the other hand has to just take care of business. And one's doing a little hammer on.
And how good is a shiny shoes and bell bottoms while doing so? Like, it's a pretty unique experience.
Schizophrenics, everyone.
Right, so did we get to the bottom of that recipe, Gwil? I'm sorry we interrupted you.
That's fine. I will say it again.
Yeah.
So 2 wedges of lime, 2 slices of cucumber per drink. Then 40 mils of Tito's per drink. So in this case, we're going to chuck in 80 mils.
I've just actually noticed how you're kind of in mode right now. Like, you just grab that measuring thing like, I'm fucking grabbing that thing.
That's my baby.
A little assembly line kind of vibe going on. That's good.
Oh, took the lid off.
Okay, next ingredient.
20 mils of Aperitivo. So as we're making two, we're going to chuck 40 in the shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good echo on that bottle.
Everything's great, yeah.
And then a couple of dashes of the Whiskey Barrel Bitters.
It's spring reverb, natural spring reverb at this place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Tom's on lightning form now.
Get in there.
Shaking over ice.
Give us some gas, John. Julian died then, John. Great.
Oh,
that felt
yeah.
Good. That felt good.
And strained into a glass full of ice, garnished with some Cody leaves.
Curry.
Curry.
Yeah.
Curry leaves.
Curry leaves. Just, do you give them a smack or anything? Do you release the beast in these leaves?
No, they kind of smack as you push them down because you don't want to over-bruise them, because when you over-bruise them, they get a little bit acidic and they sort of mess with the whole flavor.
And just so everyone knows what's going on, there's like a height out of the glass, maybe 4 centimeters of like leaf foliage just sort of flopping around, and it's really, it becomes kind of your best friend. You have like a little cuddle with your drink every time you get in there.
This is what I've learned from this cocktail corner is Fentimans have delivered once again.
So I got some, we got some spare drinks here in the studio though, okay. So these need to be drunk.
Hey, Gwilym and Fentimans, thank you very much.
Oh yeah, don't know if you heard, I'm just having a sip just there.
Oh, Spring Reverb's back.
Cheers guys.
Laters.
Yeah. Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM. Thanks to Fentimans Botanically Brewed Beverages.